what's up? It's Sparks, and that's Pike. How are you, Pike?
Doing all right. How you doing, man?
Ah, man, doing good. Doing all right. My ass is so numb right now, and I feel like it's just... Oh, God.
It's not that bad of a chair. Dude. You're spoiled. You're like a spoiled chair guy.
I think I have no ass, dude. I have no ass. And the way it's... Oh, man.
You were just bragging about your ass the other day, like on three episodes ago.
Yeah. Well, Pike, I mean, come on. This is, that was a long time ago. We're not just recording this and putting it up later.
Did I say three? I meant 3 months ago, potentially, not more recent. You said you had a great ass.
Yeah, I did.
I assume a great ass includes like a little padding, not just bones.
Okay, I have a little padding. Yes, I do. I have a firm ass. That's a real thing of mine. And you know me, I will not sit there and defend my body whatsoever. But I do have I have a nicer ass. Okay? But it's not gigantic. It's not a fat ass.
No, you never got in that trend.
No, it's a shapely ass. You know what I mean? Okay. It's a man's ass, but I need padding. I just need it. And I don't have any. And I feel like it's this chair. My wife, if you missed the other episode, my wife keeps selling our shit because we're moving. And so, like, now I've downgraded. I'm on my third chair. She keeps selling chairs on OfferUp.
And they get worse and worse.
Yeah, because it's whatever's left over that we're probably going to just throw away instead of sell. So it's like, oh, God, soon, if she sells this, which I'm not putting past her, it's going to be like, you know, a Home Depot bucket pretty soon.
Just a bucket.
Yeah. And it's super low. So I feel like my shoulders are like up past my ears when I have to type on the keyboard and everything. So it's miserable, dude. It's miserable. Oh, I can't wait to get like a real adult chair. You know, I feel like I'm sitting at the kids' table.
I hear you, man.
On a footstool. What do you got? What do you have?
I'm sitting in a kitchen chair. Like, I took this from the kitchen upstairs, and it's now down in my bedroom. And you think you're uncomfortable? Like, first of all, it's a super tall chair. So, like, my legs don't even go to the floor. It's like a freaking king's chair.
Yeah, it's like you're a kid in the barber chair. Your feet are just, yeah.
So, I'm you can't see it, but I'm sitting cross-legged on a chair. Yeah, you know how comfortable that is once you hit 30? It's not. Once you uncoil your legs, it feels like your whole fucking body is going to just disintegrate.
Yeah, dude, I know exactly what you mean. And I'm getting older because whenever I sit Indian style, I stand up and I feel like an 80-year-old man. I'm like, oh, my hip. Oh, God.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, dude, you realize how important chairs are as you get older.
Yes.
That's how they can tell birthdays from now on. They're like, how important is sitting to you? You're like, oh, God, very. Oh, man.
You are 50. Thank you.
Yes, exactly. All right. Well, welcome to the show. How are you? Make sure you're following him on all social media at Pike Taylor Radio. I'm at Sparks Radio on all social media. And then if you could do us a favor, hit the subscribe button and like button and bells and whistles. I don't know how this whole thing works, but I just know that helps out the channel. We're trying to get it to 1,000 subscribers. So thank you very, very much for doing that. We are doing a giveaway right now, which, by the way, that video ran at the beginning of this one. So just a reminder, click on the card, all right? And then go try to win this, because this is a awesome free thing that I want to give away. It's a signed drum head from a bunch of bands on the tour. The Uproar 2010 tour. It's frame signed drumhead. They got a bunch of bands on there. Bands on the tour were Avenged Sevenfold, Disturbed. What's another one? Stone Sour.
Hell yeah. Stone Sour.
Hell yeah. That kind of stuff. So I talked about it in the video I put up at the beginning of this one. So thank you so much. Appreciate it. Definitely go and do that. It's a special episode right now. Of course, I'm moving. So we are recording this. We're banking it. And we're doing the giveaway and that kind of stuff. But also, Pike, I think it's time we take a good hard look at ourselves here and what we do and what you listening like and doesn't like about this show. All right. And if your answer is, I don't like you guys, then that's fine. That's fair enough. Then this show isn't for you, because we're the show, right, Pike? We're going to get
that's
those.
All we have, yes.
Yeah, we're going to get those comments. But it's time to look inward on ourselves and discuss the state of the show. What do you got, Pike? What is your favorite part of the show? And then we'll get to the nuts and bolts of it. I'll talk about the YouTube channel and that kind of stuff. What's your favorite part? What's your least favorite part?
Okay, because I've only been on the show, I would guess 15 episodes maybe at this point.
Yeah.
Maybe not even. Yeah. So, you know, I'm fairly new, but I feel like it's been a hell of a time, mostly because, you know, every other broadcast experience I have, it's been very restricted, not only by the FCC, but based on like the audience you're speaking to. And so since I've been on this podcast, it's been very relieving, liberating to be able to talk about priests having threesomes and, you know, just whatever the fuck we want. Just saying fuck in general, because I'm a human and I say that in my regular life.
Yeah, you're an adult. Frequently. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are what adults talk about. Adults have that. Whoa, did you see that story about that priest? That was wild. Yeah, they'll say that all the time. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And that's essentially what we're able to do here, which is great. Talk like adults.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, it's a show for adults by adults. Right.
You don't have to think, oh, man, is somebody's kid going to hear this? And maybe they will. But if they are listening, it's because you allowed them to. So.
You're a bad parent.
Yes, you are. Yeah. The problem is you, not us. It's like we're South Park. You want to let your fucking kid watch South Park? Okay, but he's going to go to school and be making jokes about whatever the hell they are making jokes
exactly.
about.
Exactly. Yes, yes, yes. All right, good. So you're liberated by that.
Yeah, it's okay. Very nice. It's been fun. Man, it's great to do a show with you, something we've never done.
Right.
I've dreamt about it for years. So
really?
It's a dream come true.
Ooh, a dream come true.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wow. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's good.
You know, and your fans, your dedicated listeners have been very welcoming. Some of them have been mean, but that's okay. Because that's the internet, and you have to expect that.
Dude, like yes.
Somebody questioning my sexuality. that's fine.
Who cares? Who cares?
Yeah.
I love busting balls, and I don't mind getting my own balls busted. You know what I mean? In my opinion, this show should be like a barbershop where it's obviously this show is for dudes. Okay. And we can get into the nuts and bolts of this whole thing, but the show is for guys because. I think that's our comfort zone, Pike. You know what I mean? That's where we are because we're two dudes and we just want to talk about stuff that we would be normally talking about on the phone. Anyway, that's essentially what this is.
There you go.
Yeah, it's a comedy show first, in my opinion. And then secondly, it's I'd say not really a news show, but it's a commentary on news stories, rants. And then, of course, shenanigans. And the shenanigan part is the part that I'm really looking forward to. We're going to be building that into the show. Once the show kind of gets a solid footing and I'm on like an actual fucking chair and Pike is, you know, not hanging 6 feet in the air from, you know, his feet are on the ground as well. Once we can lay down a solid foundation, I really feel like I want to take this thing to the next level. And that's where we're going to have your help. My favorite part of the show, though, is, honestly, my favorite part of the show is the dicking around part. It's just making jokes. It's just having some fun with you every single day, Pike. And then with Greg as well on Fridays, just kind of hanging out. You know what I mean? I feel like it's kind of like, it's my safe space and it's an outlet. It's a release. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Where the rest of the day, it's like, cool. I got to go put on my husband hat. I got to put on my dad hat. I want to be a good dad, good husband. And then also, you know, you gotta just be a normal human. Here it's like, dude, we're kind of free. You know what I mean? We're in the matrix, you know,
like children. It's fun. Even though I don't have either. Well, I guess I'm a husband. I have that hat on. Maybe a less dedicated one than you are, but I'm still got the hat on.
No, dude, yeah. You're a dedicated husband, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. You're moving too, like Pike. Did you forget how dedicated of a husband you are? You're moving from the place you were born and raised. Yeah. That's good. You're being a good dedicated husband. Don't get me wrong. You're going to benefit as well. It's going to be a good thing for you. but you're definitely being a good husband. But also, I want to get into like the nuts and bolts. So basically, I want to say this at the beginning. The state of the podcast is good, you know, as my John F. Kennedy impression. It is good. The state of the podcast is very good. We are, when we started this podcast, look, I started the podcast back in 2013. It's gone through a ton of iterations since then. I refuse to let the name die because, like I said, it makes it harder for you to be fired when your name is plastered all over it. So that was my insurance policy, essentially, is what it is. Secondly,
but cool thing is nobody's going to fire you because who would? I can't.
Yes. That's the second insurance policy. I can't get fired. But in all honesty, the state of the podcast is really good. So we've had many iterations, some of which were really good, and I want to bring back now that I'm doing this full time. At the same time, I want to create new stuff, and that's the best part of the podcast, is where you get to interact with the person listening. You get to create collaboratively with the fans of the show, building in the audience as much as a part of it as you and I are, Pike. And I think that's the coolest thing. It's like, this isn't just for me, even though, yeah, my name's plastered all over it. I told you why that's all there. But I want this thing to be this giant collaboration. I want people to feel like they own this thing as much as you and I do, Pike, you know? And I think that is wholly important to me. I put that at the same level as we got to make sure this is funny every single day, as much as they own this fucker as much as we do. So we are going to be building in all these segments and all that kind of stuff. And let me just say, I appreciate you listening, because Pike, when I started this podcast, obviously I had zero listeners. We are cruising on up to, I'm not sure where it is on the podcast wise, but We've now doubled the amount of YouTube subscribers that we had since I started saying, hey, we're going to start doing this on YouTube as well. So, which I know you're going to laugh at the number, but to us, it's awesome. So I think as of recording this, we're at 165 YouTube subscribers.
Those are 165 like very dedicated people, not just a Facebook friend. It's somebody that actually committed to watching it and then clicking that button. I don't subscribe to shit on YouTube. Do you? I mean, in order for me to actually click that, I would have to be pretty fucking into it.
I've started subscribing to other people that have subscribed to us. Subscribed to their shit as well. I started subscribing to theirs because I wanted to see what they're into. I wanted to see what they like, what kind of things they post and that kind of stuff. Yeah. So, because again, I want this to build. I want to be a part. I want this to be like I want it to be like a community, man. I want it to be something that, you know, you rally around as much as Pike and I rally around. So, but we've doubled it. And how long have we started? You've been on, 15 episodes?
About.
Yeah. Okay, so in 15 episodes, we've doubled the YouTube subscribers up to 165 from where we started. And this channel, by the way, the YouTube channel was, like, dead. Like, I haven't touched it in years, and it was just sitting there, and it wasn't doing anything. So, let me just say, it's obvious that you're helping out the show, you're interested, you like it, and you're telling your friends. So that's the coolest thing you could absolutely do for the podcast. It's it means the absolute world to me. And I know a lot of people are gonna go, oh yeah, it's 165, whatever, but dude, I see 165 and I'm like super geeked out by it. I'm very excited.
And keep in mind, it's a podcast, you know, people are listening several other ways other than YouTube. Not probably a fraction of them are actually watching on YouTube, right? Think about it. Like,
yeah.
For example, our direct competitor, Joe Rogan, most people probably listen to on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Yes, exactly. Our direct competitor, Joe Rogan, the guy who, let me just say, he's giving us a run for our money. We're still ahead, but really, you know.
We've just begun to take him seriously. Like, I'll give him that respect.
Yeah, exactly. Look, okay, fine. I'll admit, you're the real deal, okay?
You're not just, two guys in your basement. You're actually a legitimate podcaster.
But yeah, dude, honestly, I think the state of the podcast is good. And if I could say this, I don't think it's ever been better. I think this is the best. This iteration of the podcast is the best it's ever been. We want to start building in more of a format. The fact that we do it every single day, we're trying to build that into your routine, but, and it's responding. You guys are absolutely responding. So thank you so much. So I think it's, I don't know, dude. I get excited to get on here and talk to you every single day, Pike. I think it's great.
Yeah, me too. And it's nice. It's a testament to the work you've put in. I've known you've done a podcast for years, but I never knew. I don't get to see how many people listen, or it could have been zero. I don't know. But now that I've been behind the scenes, backstage, I know that there is significantly more than zero people listening, and that's cool.
Yeah. Thank you.
Cool. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
That's because of you too, dude. You know what I mean? I've kept this going. I've kept it going for, and shout out to Mike Joyce is who we started with. My cousin, he's a stand-up comedian in LA, which he started a new podcast. So we're going to have him on the show to promote his podcast. And he said he wants me on his podcast to promote this podcast, which is great. And it's amazing. And if you got a podcast and you want to cross promote with us, by all means, hit us up. We'd absolutely love to collaborate. And so shout out to Mike Joyce for starting this whole thing with me. And then it moved to a ton of different comedians for a long time, where I was having a different comedian on every single week with me. And then Greg Salerno, who's on every single Friday for Five on Friday. We did it for years together, including live shows, which Pike, once this goddamn pandemic is over with, I want to do some live shows. I think that'd be amazing. And then... now of course Pike over here, no one I've ever done the podcast with has done it every single day and has been committed like you have, Pike. So thank you so much, dude.
Thank you for working around my golf course work schedule.
Yeah,
it's
AKA
very kind of you.
I'm working and then I'm playing golf is what it is. essentially what your work schedule is. It's ridiculous. I don't even know what you're doing all day. Let me go through some of the analytics here on the podcast, okay? So, I joined Anchor, which is like a free hosting platform.
It's
which
a
is
male
good.
Dating site, yes.
Exactly.
Back to the podcast.
They got a pretty good analytical program here. It's not the greatest one I've ever used or seen, but it's free, which is not bad. Okay, so here we go. Breakdown. So 51% of our podcast, as of recording this, we're recording this, full disclosure, on the 13th of October. 51% of our podcasts come from Apple. They're Apple Podcasts listeners, which is pretty nuts, dude. That's half of our audience is on an iPhone listening.
Hell yeah. You got to have, if you have an iPhone, that's what you're using, right? Like I have an iPhone. Right. I would not listen on Spotify or whatever the fuck else there is.
Exactly. Exactly. So if you're on if you're listening on Apple and you got an Apple podcast, drop us a review, drop us a rating, by all means. And we'd love to bring that up. That's another segment we're going to be bringing in here and all that kind of stuff. But let me read what we got currently. Is this too inside? I feel like I'm going too inside. Do people give a shit about this? The state of the podcast?
Potentially.
I would care about this. I know that's what I'd be like. Oh, wow. Okay. So currently right now we're sitting at 43 reviews and we have 5 out of 5 stars, which is dope. So we're doing really well in the ratings. That's what I see. I see that's a rating there. So
even the best companies or whatever you're reviewing, they've always got like 1 or 2 shitty ones.
Yeah. Well, we have one star review. we've got a couple 4 stars as well, but you know, whatever, you're going to have that. So we got 5 out of 5 stars, though, 43 ratings. Definitely keep giving us ratings and review. That, of course, helps the podcast, especially if you're listening on iPhone, which we know you are. 11% comes from Spotify. So only 11% of our listening audience comes from Spotify, which is crazy. 34% comes from other, just like a bunch of other ways to listen to this podcast comes from that, which is pretty mind-blowing as well, don't you think? I mean, that's...
I don't know what the other would be even, but yes.
I mean, like Stitcher. I don't know. There's a million apps to listen to podcasts on. So there's that. 94% are in the United States. 2% are in Canada. Here's where the major listening audience is. We got 33% are in Nevada. 27
what city?
In Nevada. So 33% of our audience is in the state of Nevada. Out of that 33%, 68 are in Vegas. 13% are in Henderson. 5% same, North Las Vegas. Difference. Yeah, it's all the same shit. And then you got 6% in Mesquite. So that's up there. That's cool. That's near the like Utah border. Pahrump, the lawless land of Pahrump. People are listening in Pahrump. That's the closest place where there's brothels to
oh,
Vegas.
Really?
Yeah, legal legal brothels.
Pahrump a pump pump, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Over the hump to Pahrump is what they say. Because you have to go over the mountains to get down back into Pahrump. So 33% Nevada, 27% in Virginia, Pike.
That's wild. That's a random ass state.
Dude, Springfield, Virginia is 82% of the Virginia listeners. We are fucking crushing it in Springfield, dude.
That makes still makes no sense. They have yet to reveal themselves. Like, hey, yeah, it's me and my friends. We listen.
Yeah. Well, my brother said, he goes, I think the Marine base is out there, like the military base or something is near Springfield.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe there's a bunch of, maybe there's a bunch of military dudes out there. But I don't know, dude. I don't know. Springfield, Virginia. We're going to come to Springfield, Virginia. We're like we're going to do a live show, bro. It's going to be like Lollapalooza out there when we. Apparently, we're big in Springfield, Pike.
That's going to be a big event.
Yeah. Then the next one, and this is a wide swath. This is the last one I'll do. But California listeners is 13% of our audience. So 13% live in California. Out of that 13%, 57% are in Mountain View. They're in Silicon Valley. I don't know what is going on. Where are these? Why are you listening to us? You're working in the tech world and you're listening to this show. What are you doing? We are the dumbest people of all time. You're like,
probably just making fun of us, probably.
Yeah.
Picture a group of tech guys. Like, listen to these dumbasses.
Yeah. What are you doing? That's fine. You're listening on the bus as they're carting you in to go create apps that spread Russian propaganda. How did you find this show? What is your point? What are you doing? Mountain View. I love Mountain View, by the way. I've been up there. I've been to like San Jose in the Bay Area. Yeah, I've been to the whole thing. I'm a Tesla stockholder. And so I own like one share. And then, but they were like, hey, man, you want to come to the stockholder shareholders meeting? And I was like, yes. So my buddy Doug and I, we flew there. We didn't bring any luggage. We just flew for one day. We got on a plane here in Vegas, flew to San Jose. It was like, you know, an hour flight. You land, we got on a bus, then we took a train, and then we just hoofed it to the shareholder meeting. We didn't rent a car. We didn't do anything. Had no luggage. We just walked around San Jose, and then we went to the shareholder meeting. Elon Musk was there, which was awesome. I was like, you think he's going to be here? He was there. We got to see the new Roadster. We got to cast our vote in person, like, you know, who should be on the board and that kind of shit or whatever. It was awesome. I've never been a part of that. And then we ate dinner. We got back on the train and we flew home in a single day. It was a fun trip, man. So
that's cool.
Yeah, I really like San Jose and Mountain View. And, you know, that whole area is just it's crazy. Crazy. Right. So there
you go. How much money do you have, if you don't mind sharing? Like, how much money do you have tied up in Tesla?
I have. Well, they just did the split, so they split the whole thing. I think in retirement. See, I bought it in like I have an IRA with Tesla shares, and then I have just normal stocks that I own Tesla. I would say it's probably, let me see what Tesla's stock price is. I can just look it up. Fuck this.
And is it just going up like crazy?
Yeah. As of recording this, Tesla has been the best investment in the stock market this year, period. And I've owned it for years because I have always loved the company. Elon Musk says some real dumb shit a lot of times that makes me mad.
No doubt. Yes.
But I don't know. I've got like 12 grand wrapped up in Tesla.
Damn, sweet.
At the moment. But one of those is my son's. Like one share, now 5 shares, belongs to my son because it was a gift when he was born from Doug, the guy who I went to Tesla. He's like, hey, he bought a share of Tesla for my son. He goes, hey.
That's so cool.
Give your kid a piece of the future. And then, yeah, he bought it at like $120. And now a share, Tesla's share is $443.
Damn.
Yeah. And that one share split 5 times. So my son probably has like a little over $1,000 of Tesla stock. You know what I mean? He's 3.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Which is crazy and it's awesome. But there you go. Do you own any stock, Mike?
I just had a 401k, which currently is, I don't know what the status is, but yeah. So just in that form, I don't own any, I have not purchased just stocks outright.
Yeah. Well, that's smart. 401k is genius, but you got to move that thing into, an IRA. I know, goddamn, this is the least comedy show of all time, but you're like, what are we doing here? I clicked on this thing to laugh and you're like, give me stock advice. Yeah, I don't know. Okay. They just go over numbers. They're big in Springfield. And apparently you got to move into an IRA. What is happening? This is the worst comedy show ever. There's no comedy, there's no news, and there's no rants. Real quick. Yes, this is a different kind of show. It's the state of the podcast. But Pike, you got to move that into an IRA or else you're going to be losing money because they're going to just charge you fees.
Okay, good to know. You think they would say that? Be like, hey, all right, here's an option.
No. They make money, dude. They're making money. They're not going to tell you not to, you know, hey, by the way, let us lose business. Like, who's the company that you have your...
Bell Bank?
Yeah, get it the fuck out of there, dude. Move it to Vanguard or Fidelity or Schwab. Those are the big 3 with the cheapest rates.
This is good info. Thank you.
Yeah, if you're listening right now and you had an IRA or you had a 401k with a company and then you got let go, that money is still sitting in that 401k. What they'll do is, since you're not with the company anymore, it won't be a 401k. They'll move it into an IRA, which stands for Individual Retirement Account. And what they're doing is they're still charging you the same fees, likely a higher fee than they were than one of these other cheaper companies would charge you. And over time, the fees are adding up and they will rob you blind. Those fees rob you blind. Even if it's a 1% fee, that 1% fee amortized over however long you leave it in there. Say you just forget about that money, Pike. That's your money. That fee could end up robbing half of the money that you set aside. And as that money sits in those stocks, you expect the stocks to go up. You expect to make money, interest, on those stocks. So you are just essentially losing money multiple ways. You have like inflation, which makes your dollar worth less money over time. That's why you can't, you know, buy a sarsaparilla, you know, for a nickel anymore. You have to, you know, it's like $4 for a beer or whatever. So your money's worth less as it goes on. That's inflation. So your money's being worth less. So if you keep it in the market, hopefully it maintains the inflation rate or more. Move it to Vanguard or Fidelity or Charles Schwab. One of those 3. They have the lowest fee structures. Put it into... Oh, God. I really know. Okay. I really know this is getting bad, but I'm passionate about this.
We're so deep already. It doesn't matter.
Okay, good. All right. All right. That's,
if you made it this far, you're hooked.
I've heard that a lot, too, by the way. That's a good point. Yes. Here, look. I'm going to give you... Look. Put it into a target retirement fund, an index fund. Retirement date fund. So what you're doing is you go to Vanguard, call them on the phone. They'll walk you through it. They're super nice. Vanguard is my favorite one because it's It's owned by the people that work there.
Okay.
It's not just sitting there. It's not just trying just to, obviously wants to make money, but because it's because of the company it is, it doesn't, the app kind of sucks. The website kind of sucks, everything like that, but they're really good on the phone. Okay. So if you call and be like, hey, I want to move my shit. I had a 401k. I want to move it into an IRA with Vanguard. They will go, do you want to put it into a Roth or do you want to put it into just a normal IRA account? And that's your decision. Roth means they'll tax it now.
Correct.
IRA means they won't. They'll just transfer it over. So if I were you, I would just transfer it over and then start a Roth. That way you're not taxed on all that money, taking it out of the 401k. Start a Roth separately from this. So transfer that IRA, leave that money there. The fees are stupid low, dude. Target retirement fund. You're going to be like, what time, when do you want to retire, Pike? You'd be like, 2050, 30 years. They'll go, cool. Well, the fund will actively manage itself. It'll adjust your risk tolerance till you get to 2050. So as you approach your retirement date, it'll dump more stocks and it'll invest more in bonds, which are more stable. And as you get closer to 2050, you're going to be more, you're going to have less risk for when you want to retire. Say the stock market crashes in 2049 and you're like, fuck, I just lost all my retirement money.
Yeah.
It won't happen because it's automatically taken care of you, and it's index funds. And I don't want to get into that shit right now, but index funds are the way to go. Okay. The index funds are by far the way to go. So Target Retirement Fund, Vanguard, get that money out of there, dude, because you're bleeding cash right now.
Okay, got it. Don't like that. Don't like bleeding cash.
Don't bleed cash.
All right.
Target Retirement Fund. Indexes. Target Retirement Fund Vanguard. No one tells you this shit. No one teaches anybody this stuff ever. And this is something that impacts everyone's life. Instead of in school, they're teaching, you know, how to, you know, solve for X and all this shit, which I get, whatever. You should absolutely be taught this in school. This is something people don't know about, and these major Wall Street companies are robbing people blind. And it's a fucking shame, man. And people, it just sits there in the background, and people are moving like you and I. They have kids. They are looking for jobs. They're looking for all. They don't think about this. They're not financial advisors. They don't do this for a living. And what happens is people take advantage, and you have to just, you got to stop it right as soon as you can. So move it the fuck out of wherever you have it. Put in one of the big three, Fidelity, Schwab, or Vanguard. And then next time you invest, put it into a Roth.
Got it.
Because I don't.
So I just call my guys. They cool with that? Like, hey, I'm just going to take my business and move it over here.
Yeah. Fuck them.
Okay.
Like, that's your money, dude. That is your money. And you call Vanguard and they're going to go, okay, here's what you need. You need to send them a letter. And here's the web address, and you fill out the letter. Okay. And what happens is you send the letter, and the letter is essentially telling them, hey, I want my money to transfer to Vanguard, and they'll transfer it. People do this. Don't hesitate. People do this literally every day.
Okay.
People move their, if you lose your job at a 401k and the 401k is at a, you know, the 401k is a specific plan that the employer agrees to, and the, and the investment firm agree to it at a certain level, at a certain rate, move it out of there. Cause you can get a better rate when you do it on your own.
Got it. Okay. I always get, like, even switching car insurance, you ever have to, like, email your current person?
I just,
like, hey, I found a better deal. Sorry.
Yeah.
I get weird about that, too.
I know. Okay. I used to be weird about that. Fuck them. Like, I mean, literally, they do this for a living. That's their job. They do this every day. Don't feel bad at all. You want my business? Give me a better deal then. Match them. You know what I mean? I was with Progressive since I was 16 years old. And I just switched to Geico. Because I was like, I'll just check it out. Dude, oh my God, the amount of money I could have been saving. I was paying like
15%, or what are you thinking?
Dude, like 60%.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, bro. Like, could not believe the amount of money I was saving.
That's impressive. I'll give it to Geico because, man, they sure, you know, say that shit a lot, but to know that it's actually legit, good for them.
Yeah, I didn't know. I see the commercials all the time, but I was like, I called other places too. I called Allstate. I called Farmers Insurance. I called, you know what I mean? All these places, and they were all shit. So, and I was like, don't I get anything for being a loyal customer nowadays? No, you don't get shit for being a loyal customer. Exactly. You got to go to where it's going to benefit you, because everybody else in the world is looking out for themselves. There's no more, like, I have a cable internet now, and I've been with them for a long time. All they do is they just keep jacking up my price until.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I got wise to it, and I go, I'm leaving for the competitor. And they go, whoa, don't come back. Now we'll lower it. I'm like, but I've been with you for this long. I've asked you to lower it. You won't do it. And I've been a good customer. I've never been late. My payment's always on time. And you keep ripping me off. And it's not until I say I'm leaving. Then now you're going to go sign me up as a new customer and give me a whole thing. So now every 6 months, when they start raising my price in my internet, I push like four immediately, like cancel service right on the phone. And they're like, where are you going? And I'm like, I'm out. You keep raising my shit, you know?
Dude, people always say that, but I've tried that. You know, they say, tell them you're leaving. Every time I do it, I swear to God, it's like, hey, I'm leaving. And they're like, okay. And I sit there and go, aren't you gonna do the thing where you try to make me stand? They're like, no, we can cancel it right now. It's like they're calling my bluff.
Yeah,
they're
are.
They sense that I'm a big pussy and I'm not actually leaving.
Dude, just like, drop the name. Just drop the name. Yeah, just go, hey, can you cancel my thing on Tuesday? Because I have the competitor coming over. He's going to put in the thing. He said I could get it for $39.99 a month. And every single time I do that, they're like, wait a minute, what? At what speed?
What's his name?
Yeah, what's his name? I'm like, his name's Chuck. And you know what? The first time I did that, I actually had the competitor coming over Tuesday, said I could get it, whatever. And that's when they did it. And then from every time after that, I'm just saying, I got him coming over. He said I could get it for this. And every single time they're like, oh, shit. He knows the price. He knows the speed. He's got a guarantee. I'm like, do you want me to send you a copy of what they're doing? Because that's why I'm leaving. And they're like, oh, well, I mean, I could give you HBO for free. And then I can have you sign up for a new customer. I'm like, yeah.
Okay.
You guys are pieces of shit.
Keep coming.
Yeah. Yep. Can't wait till we get Wi-Fi from space. You know, that's going to be amazing. Anyway, but that's what's up. So transfer your money. I know this is a state of the podcast and we're on to Wi-Fi now, but whatever.
It was a natural progression.
Yeah, natural progression. Transfer your shit. By the way, I love personal finance. I'm a nerd about this stuff.
I've sensed that.
If you ever have a question, not just you, Pike, but you listening, if you ever have a question, I can try to answer. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not certified. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only. It's a giant joke. Suck on that, lawyers. I can help you to the best of my abilities. But
there seems
to
be quite a gap between like a normal person, their knowledge, and then you. And obviously there's a big gap from you to an expert, but it's a significant one from even me to you. So it's helpful.
Yeah. There you go. I'm just trying to, you know, get the ball rolling. You can do the research yourself. Find out which company you like. I like Vanguard. They got the lowest fees and where you're putting your money. But dude, that's your money, bro. That's yours. Don't let people fuck around with your money. They're making a ton of cash off you, Pike. And they want you to be ignorant. They want you to be complacent. They want you to be ignorant. Yeah. They want to make it difficult. These are all roadblocks they put in place so they can keep reaping the benefits of your hard-earned cash. They're making money on you.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
I'm going to reap them.
That's right.
Come over there. Come to their house and reap them.
All right.
Get my money back.
All right. That's it for the show. This is the craziest one we've ever done. That's it. State of the podcast. Shout out to Springfield, Virginia for just crushing it right now.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And of course, Vegas. Minnesota is up there as well. So thank you so much for listening. And look, if you want to get a hold of us, he's at Pike Taylor Radio on all social media. I'm at Sparks Radio on all social media. Hit the subscribe button. They're never like this, although I enjoyed it. They're usually funnier. But there you go. Hit the subscribe, and that's it. And we'll see you later.
All right.